This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I have so been looking forward to our next interview for many, many weeks already. We are focusing on the scandal that has become the defining story of federal fraud in the pandemic era. It's the Feeding Our Future scheme, and unfortunately, once again, it put Minnesota in the national spotlight. It was a massive conspiracy that stole over at least $250 million. It could be up to $1 billion that were meant to feed hungry children right here in our state. The numbers are staggering. Around 78 defendants, 50 guilty pleas. We're talking luxury cars and mansions have been seized. But as this story has been unfolding, what strikes me watching this unfold is the story of the delay. We are now learning that the Department of Education employees suspected fraud and alerted their superiors. And the Attorney General and the Commissioner of Education told a judge that there was no substantiation of fraud. Why? Why did they do that when the Department of Education employees said they suspected it? And by the way, the DOE and the Attorney General have been fighting the FBI's investigation for months. In fact, the state, Minnesota, was ordered to pay $47,000 in sanctions to Feeding Our Future because the process was stalled. I have so many questions about the fraudsters. Who may have protected the fraudster, why our state government fought the investigators, and where the missing money is. And I am so grateful that our new U.S. attorney, Daniel Rosen, is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Daniel Rosen, thanks again for joining us.
Good morning, Jordana. Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, a lot of Minnesotans don't know you. You were just confirmed October 7th of this year. So you inherited this scandal. You inherited this investigation. So just I'd like you to introduce yourself to the people of Minnesota. Who's Daniel Rosen?
Well, I'm a lifelong Minnesotan. I grew up in first in St. Paul and then in the Minneapolis suburbs. Went away for college, served in the U.S. Navy, went to law school at the University of Minnesota Law School, and had a law practice here for 30 years before I accepted this appointment.
Well, we're glad you accepted. So then let's delve into the questions at hand. When you got here, or when you were appointed and confirmed in the position in October, get us up to speed on where the Feeding Our Future scandal is right now. What were you told? What did you inherit?
So, first of all, I want to thank you very much for that question, because, you know, in the last 3 weeks, there's been quite a bit of a storm of coverage on this whole story, yes, which began 4 years ago. And I think it's very important, and I'm very proud to be able to tell you that literally every single fact that has been reported in every single media outlet over the course of the last few weeks with regard to this scandal are facts that were developed, facts that came out as a result of the investigation that was led by the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Minnesota. It is an investigation that began actually when the office was between U.S. attorneys. This was after the U.S. attorney from President Trump's first term was gone, before President Biden's U.S. attorney came in and took office. And this was brought to the team here. Joe Thompson, who has been a truly fearless and dogged and really outstanding prosecutor, saw immediately early in the summer of 2021 that there was very serious fraud here that was not being investigated by any state authority, and that this needed federal prosecution attention. He grabbed it. Since then, Jordana, let me tell you, I'm going to give you some statistics, because I think they're worth hearing. This office has executed 127 search warrants. It's searched 250 cell phones and computers, analyzed 3,600 bank accounts. 150 email accounts have been searched. Over 1,000 witness interviews have been conducted. There's been two jury trials that have taken a total of 14 weeks. Two jury trials, and there's been, and I might add, we're in, given the season, and there's been one bribed juror, I almost want to say, and a partridge in a pear tree as we go through this. But and we've had three incidences of witness tampering and intimidation. What has been going on for the last 4 years has been a very, very aggressive investigation and prosecution by this office, by the federal law enforcement authorities at FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies, and the people of Minnesota. While I know that they have tremendous concern about what was allowed to happen inside state government, they can take comfort that at least federal law enforcement is on the job, and we're going after it. And under my watch, we're going to continue. And we're not even close to being done. I'll tell you, we have indicted, I believe, 76. It might be 78. I forget the numbers. Defendants in the Feeding Our Future, what has come to be known as the Feeding Our Future fraud. We have almost 60 convictions, either by confession and guilty plea or by people having been found guilty by juries, and we're not anywhere close to being done.
Daniel, I'm speaking with Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen. One of my main questions, and I have asked anybody who will come on the show to talk about it, is how was this allowed to happen? Where were the fail safes at the level? Who was pushing this through? Who was rubber stamping this and say, yes, keep giving them money for Feeding Our Future, that led up to, you know, $250 million in fraud? And I do have a little backstory. I just want to give the listeners, and then you can tell me how this was allowed to go on for so long. It's my understanding that mid-level Department of Education employees suspected fraud, and they then alerted their higher-ups. But the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, and the Commissioner of Education were simultaneously telling a judge that there was no evidence of fraud and fighting the Department of Education sanctions, even after the FBI received its first tip line call in March of 2021. So did the Department of Education's actions which, by the way, included being found in contempt of court for delaying payments, obstruct the federal investigation, and also did it allow the scheme to continue operating longer than it would have had the judge or the attorney general or the commissioner of education taken this more seriously?
Well, Jordana, I cannot come here and tell you that anybody actively obstructed federal law enforcement. I do not know that to be the case. I can tell you what didn't happen prior to federal law enforcement undertaking this investigation and prosecution, and I can tell you, and what I can say is that it is true that some people in the Minnesota Department of Education alerted higher levels at the Minnesota Department of Education. It led to a slowdown and even a stoppage of payment early in 2021. You are correct that there was a lawsuit in Ramsey County in what I consider to be just a particularly brazen act, feeding our future, led by those who have now been either all pled guilty or been found guilty, actually commenced a lawsuit against the Department of Education demanding that they be paid. Now, in the context of some red flags at least having been raised within the Department of Education, I can tell you that that in a deposition, for example, the Assistant Commissioner of Education was asked, does the Minnesota Department of Education, to your knowledge, have any reason to suspect that there's been intentional acts of fraud? And the Assistant Commissioner of Education answered no. I can tell you that the judge in that case asked the Assistant Attorney General, who was in court representing the Commissioner of Education, did you ever address with the Commissioner the possibility of there being any fraud? The answer is no, and this is a quote, no, not in those terms. Query then what it was that actually was going on and being discussed in the higher levels of leadership within the state government, that I don't know. I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. We're prosecutors that deal in the facts that we actually do know. What I can tell you is that after that, payments then continued. They continued all through 2021 and didn't stop mm-hmm. until federal search warrants were executed. And an enormous amount of money was paid out after that point.
So what about this allegation that the Department of Education, the employees suspected fraud, but the higher-ups, like the Assistant Attorney General and the Commissioner of Education, they were saddled with, hey, if you pursue this, we're going to claim racism from Feeding Our Future. The folks at Feeding Our Future were saying, we're going to claim racism against this because we are treating mostly the Somali community and you're not allowed to stop our payments. Is there any truth to the fact that this was delayed because the Attorney General and the Department of Education didn't want to be labeled as racist?
You know, Jordana, I don't know what happened inside the councils of the Attorney General's office or the Governor's office or the Commissioner of Education. We're prosecutors. We're going to stick to the facts, and we're going to prosecute these crimes. I can tell you this, that we here, we don't prosecute faces. We prosecute crimes, and that's the way we're going to continue to do it.
I have many more questions. Where did the money go? That is a big one. There are allegations it's gone overseas. We're having a conversation with Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen. He will address where the money is, how much has been clawed back, all of that next on CCO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back talking with Minnesota U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen about what once again has launched Minnesota into the national, even global headlines and become the defining story of federal fraud in our pandemic era that has now continued to this era, the Feeding Our Future scheme that has now evolved into a scheme involving kids with autism. Daniel Rosen, thanks for hanging on the line with me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jordana.
The Feeding Our Fraud scheme, you mentioned, alone accounts for about $250 million. You mentioned your office has investigated 3,600 bank accounts. Can we get to the total of the fraud proceeds? Because now there are companion cases to Feeding Our Fraud, like this autism fraud scheme. You recently charged a company called Smart Therapy. And we are hearing numbers that top $1 billion. Can your office confirm that more than $1 billion was stolen from Minnesota taxpayers?
Well, the suspicion of it being in excess of $1 billion, I think was first voiced by this office, so I sure hope it's accurate, but it is. Here's what I can tell you. And fraud under the sponsorship of Feeding Our Future, we believe, exceeds $300 million. There was another sponsorship organization that was called Partners in Nutrition, and there's overlap between Partners in Nutrition and Feeding Our Future, and there was prosecution of the Partners in Nutrition leaders as well. that's another approximately $200 million in fraud. So that means with regard to the childhood nutrition program, that the total fraud that we have exposed thus far exceeds $500 million. It is publicly known that we are continuing to and that we are pursuing prosecutions in connection with Medicaid program related to housing and another program relating to autism services. There has been publicity on the amounts. I'm going to be careful here, Jordana, because when investigations are ongoing like this, and we are not even close to finishing the investigation and the prosecutions, we're not even close to being done beginning the prosecutions on the autism and the housing programs. So I do want to be careful with regard to numbers. However, if one looks and sees that, for example, with regard to the housing program, you know, that had an annual budget of something like $2.4 million, and in the last year, well over $100 million paid out. One, it does not take very long before you total up those numbers, and they easily could get to over $1 billion. With regard to specifics and exactly how much, we're going to let the facts of the investigation bear themselves out, and you can ask me at a future date, and I think we'll be able to give you with greater specificity.
I do believe that your office has recovered about $70 million in cash, real estate, assets, luxury goods. There's been speculation that some of the money has been diverted to groups in East Africa like Al-Shabaab. Do you have any proof that any of this money went to fund terrorism, and how much has left the country?
So our office does very aggressively pursue the money. We do it because for two reasons. Number one, we do it in order to recover money for the taxpayers, and we do it in order to see if additional crimes were committed. And we are pursuing it very aggressively. Thus far, you're right. We have seized, or you might say gotten our arms around, between what we've actually seized and that which you might say we have frozen. It is a total of about $70 million in cash and in other property such as real estate. We do not have any indicators of the direct sending of money by anybody here to Al-Shabaab. We do have indicators, and not, it's beyond indicators, we've got the actual documented proof of people sending money here from here to East Africa, to Somalia and to neighboring areas in East Africa. You know, Somalia is a country in which the terrorist organization controls wide, broad swaths of territory. Just as, you know, if you were to send money to Gaza, where Hamas armed criminals enforce what you might call a street tax, one would, I think, be foolish not to expect that the Somali terrorist organizations don't do the same thing in Somalia. So could money have indirectly reached them? You know, to be honest, I think you'd be foolish to think that it had not. But I also have to tell you, we do not have direct proof of that. The investigation on that is ongoing. It is aggressive. It's been going on for some time. Really, though, I think what people should understand, we have very extensive information about the motives and what people actually did with this money. Overwhelmingly, I mean really overwhelmingly, the money was spent by these thieves on their own self-indulgences and on their own investments for their own personal welfare. You know, investing in real estate, buying cars, paying for vacations, buying jewelry, paying for their costs of living. We don't see evidence of of intent out there in order to support al-Shabaab. But on the other hand, anybody sending their money into the territory, I'm sure does so with eyes wide open.
Daniel Rosen, Minnesota U.S. Attorney, I know you've given us a generous amount of time. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to share with Minnesotans about this investigation or where we go from here?
Jordana, the one thing I can tell everybody and they can take comfort is there will be no letting up under my watch. The accelerator is pressed to the floor. We're going to continue to aggressively investigate, aggressively prosecute. The team is really an outstanding group of prosecutors here in this office who have been doggedly pursuing the matter for 4 years with enormous success. Stay tuned. There's more to come.
Thank you so much. We will be following. Again, appreciate the time, appreciate what you're doing, and we'll have you on very, very soon. Danny Rosen, U.S. Attorney.
Take care. Take care.
Thank you. Let's break. A lot of your texts coming in. Let's react next.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Jordana, I wish you would have asked more about the chain of money as it flowed to these phony groups and who approved the release of these funds. And that's fair. And I do have a little more information on that. It just went through the Department of Education. The Department of Education was in charge of this. That's who released it. That's who approved all of these funds. And let's remember, because this is a complex situation. What happened was there were lower level employees at the Department of Education, and they said to higher level employees, hey, something's not right here. Something is not right here. Something, you know, it seems like this is a little bit off. And what happened was the higher level Department of Education employees slowed down the payments to Feeding Our Future because they were investigating, wait a minute, which food centers are the right ones? Well, when those funds were slowed down, Feeding Our Future sued the Department of Education claiming they didn't have a right to slow down the funds. They sued the Department of Education. And then they told the Department of Education, if you don't, this is, you know, what research has shown, if you don't release the funds, we will say that you're being racist about it. And the Department of Education caved. And they said, we don't want to be called that. Okay, will release the funds. That's what happened. This is on the Department of Education. They should have had more of a backbone to be able to say, no. It doesn't matter what color you are. We need to make sure this is all approved. Now, remember, this was in COVID times. So there was federal money funding coming through. There was a lot of taxpayer money being, you know, handed out. Problems were going to happen, and the fraudsters took advantage of the issues or the, you know, lack of people going through the proper channels and also played the race card. That's what happened in this situation. So it wasn't like one person just rubber stamping them through. It was a lot of things that led the Department of Education not to have a backbone with this, cave to the racism scandal. And also, okay, we'll get it all through. We don't have time to deal with this now. That's why that all of that happened. They were federal dollars. Yes, many of them were federal dollars. Yes. Let's see some more of your texts. It's also interesting that Minnesota and other Democrat-controlled states do not want to share SNAP data with the federal government. Okay, that's a whole different story. Jor, I'd like to hear from Keith Ellison. He is always invited to come on this show. We have invited him many times. Where is he in explaining what happened? He comes on with Chad a lot. Maybe Chad can talk to him about that. Let's see. How can people in Minnesota that can contribute to charitable organizations now feel comfortable that the money they're giving isn't going to these organizations? There was nothing charitable about this, friends. These were government-run organizations that the money was being stolen from. There was nothing charitable about this. I did ask Daniel off the record when I spoke to him yesterday about the fact that Ilhan Omar went on Face the Nation and said she sent a letter in February of 2022 to the Secretary of Agriculture, allegedly urging an investigation. I haven't seen the letter, but this is what she told Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, that she sent a letter asking for this to be investigated. Well, I asked Daniel about that, and he said, well, if she sent a letter in February of 2022, that wouldn't have really made any difference because the first tip line call came in March of 2021. So a year earlier, the federal investigation was already going on. So whether she sent the letter or not, she claims that she did. It would not have helped in the investigation because the feds were already investigating. So she wasn't helping uncover any of that. Take what you want it from how she represented it.
I want to go back to what one texter was asking about. How do we know that organizations we support are doing good work? Which I think is a really apt question because you hear this and then you question, oh boy, like, yes, I want to help Minnesotans that are in hunger, but this huge fraud happened. How do I make sure what I'm doing is correct? And I, you know, there's a lot of ways to do that. There's organizations that will vet other organizations, or there's things you can do. I think it can also be simpler. Like, there is, you know, we were considering getting involved with a local food shelf in our own neighborhood. And you know what I did mm-hmm. before I did that? I walked through the front door of that food shelf. Mm-hmm. I talked to the lady at the front door. I got a tour. I learned about what they were doing, and I saw volunteers packing food in the back. If you tried to do that with Feeding Our Futures, that would have not happened. There was no food being packed. You couldn't have seen that. And then, you know, you can go ahead and like volunteer for a few shifts, get to know some of the people, and it will become clear. Not that there's no fraud in organizations, even organizations that do great work. Like, sure, there could be a one-off, but if you just learn something about the organization you're going to donate to.
Right.
And like I say, especially if it's a local organization, walk in the front door, talk to somebody, and you'll get a better picture of what's going on, and you'll weed out some of the bad organizations.
And that's exactly what Joe Thompson and his staff did when he got the call in 2021. David, you're exactly right. This is exactly what happened. When they got the tip line, Joe Thompson, who was the acting U.S. attorney at the time, and his team took a walk. They went down to Burnsville. They went down to the places that were listed on Feeding Our Future. They went to the locations, which is not something the state did when these allegations started. Joe Thompson and his team went down and said, hey, they asked questions. Have you seen any kids getting fed here in this location? Because this is the location that is on the billing statement for where they're feeding children. And the people in the strip mall would say, no, we haven't seen any kids come in and out of here. That's exactly what the investigation, it was so easy for them to learn because they went to the locations where they were supposed to be feeding kids. And the federal prosecutor said, there are no kids here. There's no food supply. There's no supply chain. Something is up. The state never did that. They apparently didn't investigate. They didn't have boots on the ground to say, wow, maybe this is a scam. They just caved when Feeding Our Future sued them and said, you need to pay us faster. They didn't do an investigation. And that is what's disappointing. And I would love Keith Ellison to come on with me and talk to me about why people from the state attorney general's office didn't take a walk to some of the locations at the Feeding Our Future alleged feeding sites and find out that information for themselves. So if we're looking for somebody to blame, that hopefully will be my next interview. And that's the question. Why didn't you do any investigating into these alleged feeding sites? Because we could have, you know, found out the truth a lot earlier than a whistleblower having to come forward on a federal level after the whistleblowers tried to come forward on a state level and they were shut down. That is the backstory of why this is happening. I also asked Daniel, what do I have to call him? U.S. Attorney Rosen, whatever. If any of the Feeding Our Future sites started out as legit. I said, did this start as a legitimate feeding, you know, like with a good intention? Because intention matters. And I said, did they start out as any of them? And he said, no. The fraud was purely fabricated from the very beginning. That's what he told me, that there was never really a planned food distribution site. Because I assumed, okay, maybe this was happening and then it got nudged into a criminal enterprise. And I do not believe that any of them started out as legit. There was never a plan to feed any kids, which is even more disheartening. All right, let me look about, let's see if I can answer any more of the questions, because I had a much longer conversation with the U.S. attorney off air than we had time for on air. The judge held the Minnesota Department of Education in contempt. Yes, I know, which is absolutely crazy. The judge held the Minnesota Department of Education in contempt for this, for holding up the funds. And by the way, the Minnesota Department of Education was forced to pay Feeding Our Future's court fees when they sued them, when a false company, Feeding Our Future, sued the Department of Education for not paying them fast enough, not paying fraudulent claims fast enough. They sued them, and then the Minnesota Department of Education was forced to pay feeding our futures court fees, which amounted to $47,000, which is pittance, but it just goes to show how ridiculous this whole situation is. Unbelievable. 651-461-9226. Jor, where was Governor Walz in knowing what his Department of Education was doing? He wasn't aware of an issue and had no say in releasing the money related to this lawsuit by fraudsters. Preposterous. I don't know. And I asked Mr. Rosen about this multiple times, and he said, Jordana, I can't tell you what the governor was thinking. I'm not in his head. I can't. He said, I can't tell you what the attorney general was thinking. I'm not in his head. I was not in the room for those conversations. And that was a fair answer. We only talked to Daniel Rosen, who is prosecuting these cases. I don't know that Keith Ellison or the governor have responded. The governor has been asked many times, and what he has said was deflection. It was said, we are responsible for putting people in jail. Yes, these people were tried in Minnesota, and 78 people have been convicted in this fraud scheme so far. As you heard today, there are going to be many, many more. But right now, 78 defendants, 50 guilty pleas, and there are going to be more continuing. That is all happening. 651-461-9226. How did Feeding Our Future run through the Department of Education? Because they allege they were feeding children who were out of school during COVID times. That's how it all happened. Let's see. I would like to know why the lady in charge of the whole thing saw that the Somali community would be an easy target. That's a question we will have to ask of her. I do not know the answer to that.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.